Morning, what's it like in the scraping sheds?
Always full of excitement, Peter, always full of excitement.
A bit muddy?
A bit whiffy.
Oh, well, it always is. You must be on a first-name basis with those people down there. You've been there so many times.
Well, I am almost, yes. I'm becoming a regular. Even the coffee lady smiles at me when I go in for my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But I'm with that master farrier Trevor Brown this morning. And good morning to you, Trevor.
How are you, Pat?
I'm all right. Now
she hates Pat, by the way, Trevor. Bad
don't
start.
Pat, I'll have to kick you. But we've just been standing here watching this horse in the stalls, just pouring and pouring and ready to go, and then it took off. So, and we don't even know what its name was, do we?
Oh, I would never clue.
I guess it was just an unraced two-year-old. Doesn't even have a name, Peter. Isn't that sad? Like, how can the poor horse get up and win when it doesn't even have a name? Why don't they print the names on their sides in big white letters or something?
Oh, they usually have a stable name, but, there's too many of them.
Yeah, it's just a horse. Oh, dear. Now, of course, we're staying beside this horse now, and you're a master farrier. Can you have a look at his feet for me, Trev?
Yeah, they look like to me in pretty good order. I don't know how far off he is racing. This is one of Roy Dawson's horses. But, usually you plate them up race day, take the working shoes off and put the race plates on just for a bit of grip and...
What are they like, you know, on a wet track? Do they put on slicks or gum boots or anything?
No.
Well, what sort of shoes do they wear?
Oh, just normal race plates, just for... grip and they're all
dinner plate.
Yeah, dinner plate, that's it. Yeah.
Right. Well, I noticed that you're called over by a couple of the other horse owners to look at their horses' feet. Is that what you do?
Yeah. I service the track here in the mornings and that. I've worked around Eagle Farm for a couple of years. I've done my apprenticeship down in Melbourne and I just come over here each morning and service my trainers and away I go.
Now, you've had a bit of a brush of fame because you're the farrier that shooed Doremus and Sub-Zero in previous Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, I haven't actually shot them for the actual Cup, but I have done a variety of, you know, Melbourne Cup horses. I shot Freedman's horses when I was an apprentice and sort of done them off and on from there, and I do them every winter carnival when they come up to Queensland.
When you show a horse at that sort of standing, do you get a bit nervous and, you know, bang your thumb or something?
Oh, you do get a bit nervous. You've got to sort of have your wits about you and just take your time and, you know, it's all experience that gets you through the game. But, yeah.
What sort of accidents can happen, Trev?
Oh, anything. You can drive a nail too high or drive a nail too deep.
Yeah.
You've just got to be careful.
And could that stop them? Obviously, that would stop them racing on race day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's the blood that gives you a fright.
Oh, you'd be popular.
Not a good look. Now, this poor horse is chewing on a bit. Is that what it's caught in its mouth?
Yeah, that's just a bit. I'd say this horse has just worked. He's just been hosed down and... they've got him tied up there, just waiting, ready to go home to have a feed.
Yeah, stemming a bit. Now, walk with me this way. Now, why do they put the horses in the sand roll over here and then wash them off? What is the point?
Oh, every morning after they've worked, they put them in the sand roll to get the sand over them and it dries them off a little bit better. And, they take them home and give them a clean and straight into the box.
And this horse here is being, sort of scraped out. Why don't they use a towel? Rub them down with a towel.
Oh, they do that later on. They get the scraper to get, you know, the excess water off them and let them dry down and usually towel them off.
I mean, honestly, no wonder they run so fast when they're out in the track because they're thinking, don't put me in a sand roll and then blast through that cold water and then scrape me with this iron thing. I mean, what is the point? You've got to look after these animals. They're expensive.
They must love you out there,
Patty. Sure do. Yeah, oh, there's a lot of horses there, you know, range from 250 to 80,000. Some of them are only $6,000 race horses, but if they can gallop...
Meaty-Bites Cup, is it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Meaty-Bites Cup.
Yeah. All right, well, let me just tell you a couple of... Walk with me. Come on, Trevor. You've got to keep up with me, Doc. Now, just let me give you some figures here, Peter. There's over 642 catering staff for the big day here at Eagle Farm. The track sellers have been stacked with more than 52,000 cans of beer and 70 kegs of beer. That's 3,500 litres. There's 3,000 bottles of champagne, 900 chickens, 320 dozen pies. How embarrassing to have a pie at Eagle Farm when there's chicken. There's 40 turkeys, 250 dozen oysters and 50 legs of ham. It's big day, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I tell you what, the oysters sound all right in the beer, but I don't know about the chicken. Yeah.
Okay, well, who do you reckon's going to win today, Trev?
I like Doremus.
Doremus.
Oscar Shinlow, but yeah, Doremus, he's a nice, faithful horse. He's a good horse, I like him. Yeah.
Good on you, Trevor. You can have a look at Paddy's feet now.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
A bit of a worry.
Yeah, he's a bit of a worry. Okay. They're not very big.
Oh, yeah, but they're dainty. Dainty girl's feet.
All right,
yeah,
Paddy.
No yeah.
Good on you.
All right, Peter.
Bye now.
Bye.
Paddy with Trevor Brown, who's Master Farrier at Eagle Farm, racing there this afternoon from 12:35. There's 8 races. It's a free day. You know, the races start at 10 past 10 in Melbourne. It gets earlier and earlier every day, every year, I should say. Lou Draper?
Peter.